Hello, my dear ones. Today I'm going to talk about dealing with pain and dealing with death. First of all, a disclaimer. I am not a Buddhist monk. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a Buddhist scholar. I'm not certified in any which way. My views are my own. I got to know and started studying Buddhism 20 odd years ago, and it sort of made sense to me and has shaped my life. And so when anybody asks me for my religion, so to speak, I typically say that I'm a Buddhist. I'm a seeker, and therefore these podcasts are here to help other seekers like me, and therefore we talk about life and Buddhism. Now let's dive into it. The reason why I wanted to talk about death and pain is inspired, I would say, by the passing of my father. And so I had to deal with that, obviously. And I thought it was interesting to talk about that a little bit, because it sort of was an interesting period in my life where I had to apply a lot of the Buddhist principles and thinking. And it's good to share on how I took that on. First, as a bit of context, not to go too deeply into the life of my dad, etc. Just so you understand the sort of situation I was in, and very comparable for anybody who has gone through that or who is dealing with this at the very moment. My dad was taken to the hospital for severe back pain, which was kind of inexplicable, and was diagnosed with lung cancer. Tumor on the lung that was pressing the muscles connected to his back, etc. It was a bad lung cancer growing rapidly. And I'll leave it at that for the time being. So, short of 2 weeks after he was admitted in the hospital, he passed away. And so that was very sudden. No time for goodbyes, no time for real conversations, as in the last week or so he was unable to speak. And so you have to deal with that. Because normally you want to at least say goodbye, you want to talk about your regrets, maybe say what you took as lessons from your father, and wish him a good onward journey. But I wasn't able to do any of that. The only conversations I had were in my head to him. And hopefully, and I believe that there is, you know, in those final moments, there's a lot of spiritual connections, if you want, going on. I do hope that he did get appreciation and respect I had for him as a dad and as a man and for the things that he taught me. But so, all of a sudden, you're there in the final moment. It's emotionally very, very painful. It's shocking. There's a lot of grief and crying, surrounded with people. Everybody wants to have a say about it. manage other people's emotions, etc. And my first reflection for sure was, if I don't watch out, I'm gonna be stuck in this situation. I'm a very emotional person to start with, and I need to deal with this in a good way. And thank God for Buddhism, I would say, and for a lot of the things I contemplated before, and the time I spend thinking about life and thinking about death, to give this a place and to deal with it in a good way. Obviously, it's sad. I cried my part like everybody else. I had very difficult moments where, you know, it was incomprehensible. I didn't understand why so sudden, etc. But overall, I would say, and it's only been short of 3 weeks, I think I dealt with it decently. And so I want to share how I thought through that. And I think the first thing I did was really go back to the basic teachings of the Buddha around impermanence of everything. Impermanence of the world that surrounds us, impermanence of things you have, impermanence of what you want and how you want things to be, and impermanence of life, basically. And the idea that I shouldn't cling too much onto that, however strange that sounds. I have to let go. I have to understand that this moment that I'm in, this grieving, painful moment that I'm in, will go away as well. You know, and the deep pain will make place for just a good way to think about it. And so the first thing I think I did was accept the situation. Because clinging really means that you hold on to something. You want something. You want your father to still be around. You want to be able to spend time. You want to be able to create, you know, nice moments, good memories, etc. And you don't want the pain, you don't want the suffering, you don't want the death, etc. It's a typical situation the Buddha described of wanting certain things and not wanting other things. And so the first thing really was accept that this is the situation, and the situation is okay. It's part of life. My dad had his life. He was 73. He's not that old, but he had, you know, overall a good life. And it's good to accept that, you know, it was his time. It was okay, however sudden it was, and it's fine. The other thing I did, I think, was just understand that this was just his human form, if you want, his temporary being, his temporary body, his temporary life. And so I wished him well, mentally and often, for the journey that was coming, the rebirth, the life after this one, the unknown, and wished him well in the sense that hopefully he had created good karma for his next life. And I believe he did. He spent a lot of time, about 10 years of his life, in palliative care, really helping people die, basically. And I think, if anything, that must have created a good wrinkle that hopefully will be beneficial for his next life in whatever shape or form on this planet. I think the third thing really was trying to stay in the now. And that's kind of a difficult situation when you're, you know, surrounded with death of a loved one, because all of a sudden, although that's beautiful in itself, everybody is there, friends, family, everybody wants to, you know, pay their respects, say their condolences, be a part of that, have the conversations, you know, rehash some of the good memories, etc. But the risk is that you're being lived and sucked into all of these things without really understanding, you know, the now moment, for one. And secondly is that the grieving is endless, keeps going and going and going. There's, you know, pain after pain after pain, and rethinking the moments. And I think the way for me to stay in the now was to really think that I can have my moments of grief, my moments of pain, my moments of crying, but I don't live there. I don't have to be there all the time. I can step out of it. I can still laugh and enjoy in these, you know, painful days right after his passing, and that's okay as well, you know. And that was great. And it was also a good time to stop for a second and think. And I think that's a natural reaction that happens. What I observed was all of a sudden time stood still. I have a very busy work life where things are hasty and chaotic and fast and, you know, never ending, etc., etc. Busy, 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 typical life situation. But at that very moment, the world slowed down. And that was good. And all of a sudden, I was making time to go on walks with my mother to try to help her deal with her emotions. I had time for family that I never, you know, spent time with. I took time to work through, you know, all the practicalities that have to be arranged when you're, you know, when you're dealing with death, etc., etc. And, you know, because there was time and I created time, I created a lot of moments of self-reflection and meditation. And those moments were great moments to put things in order and to really sort of come to acceptance and understand that the situation is what it is. And I think the great thing and the final thing I would say is you have to forgive the world for the situation you're in. And that's also part of not clinging, I would say. Forgive the world for the situation, forgive your dad for passing away, forgive myself for not having a final conversation, forgive everything, and accept that things are the way they are. And so now, 3 weeks later, I've come to that point where I can look back at the situation and think that I've dealt with it in a good way. I can think about my dad with affection and think about the good times and the good memories. I can put the right effort and action around helping my mom and supporting her in how she deals with it. And so, very fast, I would say, I have come to grips with this, and I understand that it is part of, you know, the circle of life, and that what happened is the way it was supposed to happen, and it's okay, and that's great. And it was a good moment to reappreciate all the teachings from the Buddha and the strength that I can gather, and all the people, I guess, can gather from this. And that's what I wanted to share for now. So, thank you for listening to this. And go well.